Women's Shir Chavis Halvavis Wednesday afternoon. Shar HaBitochon Ches Teves. Okay. Perek Dalet is really the Perek. I mean, everything is theory and ideas and principles and Yisodos. Everything's very, very important. Perek Dalet is life. And what do you do when you're faced with life? Because everything crumbles usually. When you're faced with life, it's very hard. Very, very hard. And so he made his list. We're not going to go over the list. All the Mazer things, all the Mabah things, other people. And he gave the whole gamut of seven things where you will be exercising bitachon. And then he's going to go through the list. And we're going to start from the beginning of the first thing again. Most of the things, maybe virtually all of the things, are really, and this is really the essential trick of bitachon, is the balancing of bitachon and hishtadlus. That's what everything boils. We'll be learning it, and it's a long parak, but I think that's. In the practicality, you know, we're not talking about the theory of Perek Beis and what allows you to have bitachon and so on, and Hashem can do anything. And even in the five things of Perek Gimel, the things that you have to internalize and be convinced of before, in order to have bitachon, the five things in Perek Gimel, that doesn't translate into Lamaisa. That's just something you need. You're not going to be. Maybe you will, you know, to a degree. You're not going to be using it really when you apply bitachon. When a situation comes up, so okay, it will be helpful to think Hashem is a mative, and Hashem is kol yachol, and all the seven things of the second parak. But that's most of what he will be teaching us here are the balancing of bitachon and hishtadlus, because that's that's really what we're faced with in life. It will be helpful to recall all the seven things of Perek Beis and to recall that Hashem knows what's going on in our minds and to recall that no one can hurt me and help me unless Hashem wills it. That those will be helpful in my summoning up my bitachon. But when you have to balance, that's what everybody wants to know. Like, how do you balance it? And he's not going to give specific answers, because you can't give specific answers, because every case is different, and every person is different. But that's really what he deals with. Now, the first of the seven things, we're in Perek Dalet of Shaar HaBitachon, the first of the seven things is life. Life, living. Not how rich you are, how poor you are, but survival. Life as opposed to its opposite. So the overview of what he's going to say. I'm sorry. Sorry, I got confused here. Yeah, the overview of what he's going to say, and he's very ma'arich, and it's really, it's. I think it's counterintuitive a little, but maybe not, because he'll say it. Thank you, everyone. I feel so validated. Can I call the person up and tell him how many women are here? They were begging me not to come. Let me have a little pleasure out of life. There are 10 women here. Eat your heart out. Goodbye. I think it's counterintuitive, but he'll explain it, and we'll see that it's really very logical. Essentially, he says, on one hand, this is as close to a guarantee as you've got. It's like a no-brainer to have bitachon. Hashem gives us life. Hashem keeps us alive. I'm breathing because of Hashem. My organs are working because of Hashem. So that same Hashem that is having me live is going to make sure that I have enough money to live, and that I'm going to have enough shelter to live, and that I'm going to have enough good health to live. You know, it's up to that red line. So that it's like easy to have bitachon there, because Hashem, I mean, unless a person, you know. But in our everyday lives, I'm living will include life and breathing and health, you know, all the things that are essential to life. Then he says, so that's what bitachon is, like the easiest, of course I'm going to rely on Hashem for that. But this isn't the way of my but since we learned, you see, Hishtadlus is not helping Hashem there. Hishtadlus is the way Hashem structured the world. Again, we call it Hishtadlus. He uses the word Hisaskus Pasibos. This is the way Hashem structured the world. So, and that's how he channels what he gives us through the channels that we create through what we call Hishtadlus. We create those channels. And we're mechuyev to create those channels. So he then, Hishtadlus is even more, it's like very, very, very important. Because Hashem is giving me life. But Hashem works since Sheishas Shemei Breishas, as he said in Perek Gimel, since after Sheishas Shemei Breishas, Hashem works through channels. There's no more just creation. No pot of gold appears on my doorstep by magic. So it's channels. So it's a person is absolutely mechuyev to take care of his their health, and absolutely mechuyev to earn money, and absolutely because you have to, because Hashem wants to give you life. This is like the most basic thing in a person. So on one hand, bitachon is easy and no-brainer, and of course you're going to rely on Hashem for all the things that are essential to life, and he goes shelter and clothing and food and money and every what you need to live. But on the same then he talks about a person's obligation to create those channels, because Hashem is only going to work through those channels, and if you don't create those channels, he will say it's tantamount to a person going out and committing suicide, going up the roof and jumping off the roof. If you don't take care of your health, and you don't take care of, we're not talking about, I'm not getting into must you jog, you know, we're talking about taking care of your health, whatever that means. But he says it's absolute obligation, and if not, you're committing suicide, and you have a very big avera, and you have a lot to answer for, because you didn't let Hashem give you what the most essential thing is. So that's the first of the seven things. We'll learn it inside now. We'll start from the paragraph. That's the easiest place to start from. V'chiven shepirashti ha-hakdomos asher ba'avura yitachin ha-bitachon min abotech belokim yisale. That was in Perek Beis. That's what allows bitachon. Or maybe it's Perek Gimel. The five essential premises you need to have full-fledged bitachon in Hashem. Perek Beis was the seven things you need to have bitachon in anyone and anything. And then the realization that those things are only to be found in Hashem. And then Perek Gimel gives you five things which are essential to have full-fledged bitachon in Hashem. Yeshalai lismoch perushe ofane yosher habitachon. So it's only right, what I have to do now is teach you how to express or how to have or how to feel bitachon b'chol echem mishiv hadvarim. And all he went through, he covered everything in life, including olam haba, remember. Everything in olam hazeh and in olam haba. So I'm going to go through each of the seven things. Asher behem yiftach kol boteach al elokim v'al zuloso. And echad echad, one by one. That a person has bitachon on Hashem, and al zuloso, either he means incorrectly, or he means hishtadlus, but I don't think he means hishtadlus. He wouldn't call that the al zuloso.
I don't know, it's a funny phrase, but whatever he means that balance between bitachon and ishtadlus, echad echad, one by one. V'omar b'perish hachelek harishon mehem v'u b'nyonei guf adam b'levad. My life. Not even talking about relationships now. Not talking about family, he's not talking about children, he's not talking about spouses, maybe spouses, you know, because of his talk of Gufo, but he's talking about life. Dehem chayav umoso. But that just doesn't, it doesn't just mean chayav umoso, it means teref mazono la'atzmo, my, the money I need to survive, umalbusho, the clothing I need to survive, v'dirasso, and the place where I live that I need to survive, ubriyosov, and my health, v'cholyo, illness, umidosov, my characteristics, the way I function in life. But this is survival. That's number one on the list. V'ofani ha'yosher v'bitochon al alokim v'cholinyin mehem she'yashlich, he's going to say both things, that's why I gave the hakdom. She'yashlich esnafshu bohem la'alichos ha'gozer. This it's only Hashem, this is easy, it's only Hashem that grants life. We'll see later, it's only Hashem that grants wealth also, when we get to number two, which is money beyond the essentials. But here, he's like saying, here for sure, like here, it's, of course I have to realize that Hashem was gozer how long I'm going to live for. Asher gozer l'haborim mehem, only Hashem does that. I can't even like begin to imagine that there's any other power in the world that's going to affect how long I live. The tiftach nafsho belokim yisbarach. So you rely on Hashem, and it's easy, so to speak. I'm relying on Hashem to be alive. I am alive. It's Ratzon Hashem that I'm alive. It might not be Ratzon Hashem that I own a car, unless a car is essential to life. Like in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Muncie. It's not. There are people without cars, and they survive. They're alive to talk about it. There's a different set of rules. If I can rely on Hashem to get me a car, that's a different set of rules. We'll learn about that. But meanwhile, we're learning about I'm relying on Hashem to be alive. There's no one else I can rely on, and that's going to include the essentials of life. Shua nochon l'inyonov, Hashem will give v'yeda ki lo yugmar lo mehem elo mashakadam b'da'as habore, shuhu hanochon, which is correct for his existence b'olam hazeh u'v'olam habo, v'yoseh tov la'achriso, anything Hashem is, always does it in the best way. We may not like, we may, you know, sometimes people only live in this world a short time, but Hashem was gozer for this neshama how long? V'shehanhogas habori lo b'kulam shove ein l'shem bria b'hem eitzov lo hanhoga ele b'rishusa u'gzeirosa v'dino. That's like a no-brainer. No one else is. It should be easier to say to feel I'm relying on Hashem to keep me alive. Nothing else has a say in the matter. And that's going to include everything. No one affects my being alive, my health. So I don't have to worry, right? The opposite of bitachon is worry. I don't have to worry that I'm not going to have enough money to survive. I'm relying on Hashem, just like I'm relying on Hashem to breathe, and that my anything essential in my body works. I'm relying on Hashem. I'm relying on Hashem to get me enough money to survive. Kachem biyodom, and no one. I don't have to worry that someone is going to mess me up, and I will. Of course, I'm going to rely on Hashem. He wants me alive, so. V'yisipuko ulevusho ushoron yonei gufo. So everything about life, if I need clothing, if I need, these are essential needs. We're going to talk in number two, which we won't get to for a while, about beyond essential needs, and then there are two kinds of non-essential needs. There's things I want to be comfortable. I want a car. and then there's non-essential needs, which means, okay, maybe a car was a bad example. Well, that is, if in my life I need a car, I don't just want a car, I need a car. I admit I'll survive if I don't have a car, but it's still two different madrigas. I need a car. I can't survive without a car. That's probably not true. I need a car. I don't just want a car. It's not a luxury. I need it for my life. It's going to make a major difference in my life if I have one or not. And then, I want a Lexus, So that we'll see. That's all in number two, those two things. Now we're talking about the essentials, what you need to survive. So he says and now he's going to say that this makes hishtadlus more of an obligation. That's what I mean by counterintuitive. I would say, my hishtadlus is more of an obligation if it's something that the extras in life. No, that reflects a wrong understanding of hishtadlus. That's why I'm repeating myself. It's so important. Hishtadlus is not Hashem left that in your hands. Then you'd say, okay, what did Hashem leave in my hands? Non-essentials of life. Life, he didn't leave in my hands. Hashem provides life. That's the wrong hashkafa on hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is nothing and everything. It's nothing in terms of accomplishment. It's everything because I need to create the channels. So if it's something Hashem sort of has to give me because he wants me alive, then I am more obligated to make sure those channels exist, that I don't have to survive through a nace, because I'm not going to be zochet to a nace. And then I'm going to die, chas v'shalom, and then it's going to be suicide, he said. V'imbir emunoso, coupled with the clarity, birur emunoso, ki inyano mosur el gezeiros habore yisolet, and your biggest clarity will be in number one. Of course, all the seven things are going to be like that. But the biggest clarity is going to be in number one. Hashem is providing me with life, and I'm relying on Him that I be alive. Part of it is that I feel good about it. I can't assume Hashem wants me to be rich. I can't assume Hashem wants me to be comfortable. But I can't assume that Hashem wants me alive. I'm alive, so He wants me alive. Hu chayav, you're obligated, lehizgalgel, lesibos to'aliyosav. You have to then be involved in the things that benefit my life, meaning that are necessary for me to be alive. V'livchor hatov k'niralo, min ha'inyan, and I have to do my best to make good choices. What kind of food I eat, right? How I live my life, I have where I live, whatever is essential to life, I have more of an obligation to make the best possible rational choices as part of what we call hishtadlus, because I am creating the channels. Hashem, so to speak, can't work without those channels, because that he doesn't. He has chosen not to. Why we have to create channels for Hashem, we learned about in Perek Gimel, where the Chavis of others gave two reasons why. So I will just be creating the channels. Everything that happens will be Gzeiras Hashem. I am not creating I'm not accomplishing the 2% was left for me to accomplish. Wrong Hashkafa. It was for me to accomplish digging the channels through which the Shef Elohim comes 100%. Tahadoma lezeh, to give an example, ki ha'odom avalpi shekitzo midas yom of kishurim b'gzeres habor yisparach. Everybody will say, how long am I going to live? Well, Hashem decided that when I was born. Yesh al ha'odom, that's true, but coupled with that is my responsibility, lehizgalgel, to be involved in lesibo sachayim, in the things that are the channel for making me alive. The machol, uva mishte, uva malbush, uva ma'on, make sure you have a proper house that protects you from the elements. Kefitzarcho, v'lo yoniach ezel elokim. coupled with the absoluteness of bitachon in number one, is the responsibility to not rely on Hashem to make it magically appear. Sheyomar, a person will say, "Adarabim kodem begzeres habori she'echye." If Hashem wants me alive, I heard the Rambam would say, "He wants me alive." So yasher nafshi begufi, Hashem will keep my nefesh in my guf mebli mazon kol yemechayai. Hashem doesn't. Hashem needs food to keep me alive. Hashem needs me to have food. He'll keep me alive. He doesn't need me to eat. Below etrach bebakoshes haterem v'malos. I won't earn money. I won't earn a parnasa. And Hashem will keep me alive. V'chein ein roi. So you can't do that. V'chein ein roi la'odom. It's inappropriate. Li'kones b'sakonos to live in a matzav of danger. Again, he's not defining what danger means. Some people will tell you living in the Shtachim is dangerous. Some people will say living in Eretz Yisrael is dangerous. Right? Some people will say going in a car is dangerous. Some people will say going in an airplane is dangerous. He's not going into that. But you can't go into a sakon al gzeiros habore bebitchono because you are relying al gzeiros habore the yishta sami mother, so you'll drink poison. It means alcohol. Oh, she's talking ba'atzmo li lochim im ha'ari. I'll fight a lion. V'chayos ha'roos v'lo dochak. I'll go on the A train at 3 a.m. in New York City. Oh, she yash lechatzmo be'yom u be'esh. I don't know how to swim. V'adom olazem ima she'en odom betuach bahen v'yisakein b'nafsho. And he'll go into a sakona. There's an isser to do this. Ukvor hiziranu hakosav mizeh b'meshe omar lo tenasu es Hashem alokechem kasher nisisem b'masa. Amazing interpretation of the pasuk. He's saying the pasuk means don't test Hashem. Chazalavus learns it's talking about don't force Hashem's hand to do an ace. Meaning don't do something dangerous and says, well, Hashem wants me alive, I'll be alive. It's also to do that, because according to Chavis, we understand that it's also because Hashem, I have an obligation to create the channels through which I will be alive. Yeah.
So, how do you
see
the
letter
that
you smoke?
Is that
that possible? How? It takes a while, they don't let it. You know, in the Jewish Orthodox world, it takes a long time for things to evolve. Smoking was seen as healthy 100 years ago.
Okay.
I don't know. It was healthy. It was seen as something that's good for the goof. Then they discovered that it was dangerous, and it takes time. It takes time. Read a book called The Tipping Point. It's a very good book. Until smoking, or not smoking, reached the tipping point, took a while. It was seen as very macho, if I'm pronouncing the word right. And that's all. So it takes time. Now, I mean, maybe people still smoke, but everybody looks at them, you know. The Shatranim say, the girl will not go out with you if you smoke. I know 2 boys who have stopped smoking with that threat. Okay, everything's in hindsight. We can be very smart. You know, it was perceived as healthy, and it took time. So maybe there was like 20 years where they should have been more stark. But, if you look at the Moshe's Tshuva about smoking, written before it was that clear that it was dangerous, so he puts it under the heading of Shoyme Psoyim Hashem, which means if there's something everyone does that's technically dangerous, and maybe you wouldn't be allowed to do if you would like be judging if you're allowed to do it, like maybe going on in a car for a intercity trip is statistically the level of danger which would tell you you're not allowed to do it. But it's something everyone does. We live with that danger. So there's a rule that when you apply the rule of Shom Epsoyim Hashem, and then it's a halachic, and then he wrote a tshuva, and when he wrote that tshuva, that's where he put smoking into that category. He wouldn't write that tshuva now, because it's already out of that, because the tipping point was reached. Okay. Now we eat red meat. Ukvar, what? I mean, the Chayvus Halvavus is not going into, yeah, he, obviously, I mean, he lived, the Chayvus Halvavus was written over 1,000 years ago. I don't even know if they discovered tobacco. I think tobacco was discovered when they came to America, no? Okay. But this is a lav. He says, what's going to happen if you live dangerously over the red line or under the red line and you say, I have bitachon? He says, one of two things. One or two things, one of two things are going to occur. Oshe yamus. Guess what? You'll be espousing yeshitas to the keeper of the pearly gates, as it's called. You'll be telling him all yeshitas. The yehu amemes asatzmo, and it will be considered that you committed suicide. It will be considered that you committed suicide. Vuhu nitbalze, and there will be a tremendous avera. Suicide is asur. So if you don't take care of your health to a degree that you chas v'shalom, so he says it's an avera. It's not just you didn't create the channels. It's a terrible avera. It's murder. It's suicide. It's going to be, you're going to have to answer for it in all of my MS, as if you murdered someone. You murdered yourself. Yes, Hashem knows everything, and you can't do anything if Hashem doesn't want it to. That's still true, but Hashem runs the world in which people have bechira and people can do things. How that stems with Hashem's gezerah is the old story between Yediyah and Bechira, and we're not going to resolve it now. But the Chayvus Halvavus does not subscribe to the sheet that everybody likes to say, which probably doesn't exist, that there are things outside of Hashem's purview when it comes to Bali Bechira. There's probably no such sheet, and the Chayvus Halvavus certainly doesn't hold like that. So yes, there was a gzera that you were going to die at this point in time, but you did it through suicide. The onish, the cholash. Oh, then he says an amazing thing. This is a chiddush. He says you can have different levels of intensity of the iser to kill someone. He's talking about los irtzach. He says the closer. Maybe it's been Odom Lachavera, right? It's been Odom Lachavera, Lo Sirtzach. He says an amazing chiddush. But if you think of it as been Odom Lachavera, then maybe it's not such a big chiddush, like you start to be able to absorb it. He says the closer you are to a person, the bigger Avera it is. The person kills his best friend, it's more of an Avera than he kills a stranger. It's like more, why? He doesn't explain why, he just says it. It's more of a begida. It's more of a, like, wow, like, he says, and he says that as a double pashut. The closer you are to someone, the I don't know how you measure, a bigger aveira, the bigger aveira it is. And he says, guess what? Who are you closest with? Closest with yourself. The biggest ritzicha is suicide. The biggest ritzicha is taking care of yourself. The biggest avla of lo sirtzach, because that's who you're closest with. You're closest with yourself. And the closer you are to someone, the bigger avera it is. Ukvar is iranu shelo laham is shum adam b'shum gilgul. You're not allowed to kill anyone in any way. Gomer lo sirtzach. V'chol asher yiyye hamumas karav el hamemis. The closer, the more karov, whether it's your first cousin, a brother, like that. Yiyah onesh yosaroi. It's, you deserve a bigger punishment. Moshe Kosov, the Pasuk in Amos. Al rodfal becherev ochiv, v'shiches rachamov. It's an achzorius. It's more of a begida. It's more of a violation of what a Jew is supposed to be a rachamon. Whatever's wrong with murder is more wrong when you do it with someone close to you. So someone who does, and again, he's equating not creating the channels for life to suicide. So he's saying, if you do that, so either you will die and you will have a lot to answer for. The inuya v'achikoshe b'lis safek. And now he gives an interesting mashal. He says, because till now he just said, okay, there's a bigger avla the closer you are to a person, and you're closest to yourself. But now, l'chora, he gives another reason why it's the most terrible crime. Because Hashem gave you a pikadon, your life, and you didn't take care of the pikadon. It's terrible. Like Hashem gave you something to take care of it, and you ignored it. You didn't take care of it. Then they shemashlu bazek ke'eved shetzivohu adonov lishmor mokom l'zman yodua, to take care of something for a certain period of time. There's zero, and he warned him shelo yiporid mimenu, that he should watch over it and take care of it at shiovo shliach adonov elav, until the adon comes to take it back. And he saw that no one's coming, so he left it, and he was careless, and he didn't watch over the thing before the Adon came to pick it up. So certainly the Adon will be very angry with him. Himoroso. It's the biggest rebellion against Hashem. The biggest rebellion against Hashem. So l'chora, this is a second reason. I don't know. He doesn't say it, but l'chora, just learning it, because he says that murder is usur, and more intensely usur the closer you are to the person, and there's no one you're closer to than yourself. And then he gives this mashal, which is l'chora, a different point. It's a different point. It's saying that Hashem gave you a task to watch over the pikadon, your neshama, your life, and you're not taking care of it. That's terrible. And now he says, and it's not davka suicide. It's doing anything dangerous. It's not taking care of yourself in an essential way. We're talking essentials. Be concerned with takanos modus. But Al came, therefore, this is very interesting. He's going to quote a pasuk that the Gemara talks about it from the perspective of the rule of Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizokin. Right? It's such a rule. So why was Shmuel scared and said, oh, but if Shaul hears about this, he'll have me killed? So the Gemara says, because it's Shchiyah Chazeka, and by Shchiyah Chazeka, if it's common, if it's a danger, then we don't have the rule of Shluchei Mitzvah Einam Nizokin. Chavit Halvavos has like a different conversation. He said, what about Shmuel's Bitachon? And Hashem told him to do something. Said, wait a second. Hashem told you to go to David and make him king. And he says, but Shaul's going to kill me. I'm like, what? Hashem told you to go. Where's your Bitachon? With basic Bitachon. And it's even made the question's even greater when you realize Hashem told him at Sivui. Was he objecting? How can I go? This is to anoint David king. Because Hashem gives him an Eitzah. Hashem doesn't get angry at him. He says Hashem gets angry at Moshe Rabbeinu when he says, how can I go back to Mitzrayim? And he told him, "Mi som pele adam, mi som right, alo anochi Hashem." What are you, right? But how come he said, Hashem gave him an eitzah? Chayisat tshuva me'elokim lo b'meshem more. Hashem gave him an eitzah. Take with you an animal and make believe you're going to bring a carbon. That's how you should go. B'meshem more. This indicates that Shmuel's concern and care that he not do something dangerous, mishubachas, it's wonderful. And Hashem gave him an eitzah. V'omer lo ech l'tzbogot tikech b'yodecho, v'yomarto l'zboach l'Hashem bosi. You show her inyan. V'ilu ha'yuzek kitzer b'bitchono, if this would have been a flaw, that Shmuel was not living bitachon, ha'yuzek tshuva elav, Hashem would have told him, and the lovers quotes the pasuk in Dvarim, ani amis v'achayem, v'chatzti v'ani erpo, it would have been a strong statement. What do you? Oh, Hadomelo, Kamo Shamal Moshe Alav Hashalom. Like similar to what Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Eisha Omerlo Kichvat Pech Vad Loshen Anochi. Hashem tells him, Hey, Misom Pela Adam, O Miyosam Ilaim, O Cheresh, O Pikeach, O Iver. That's what he should have told Shmuel. There it is. You can't go into a Mokam Sakana. The Im Shmuel, Im Tom Tzidkoso, Shmuel was like up there with Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, right? Moshe and Aaron Bechano, Shmuel Bechore Shmo. Lo Hekil, he wasn't lenient about the Hikona, it's Besiba Ketana, Besiba Sasakona. If it's smacked of Sakona, I'm not going there. You're not allowed to. It's not concern for a personal, it's not a personal concern, it's also. That's unbelievably amazing because Hashem told him to go. I guess only a Novi knows when to. I mean, Hashem told Avram to Shecht Yitzchak. He didn't tell him, isn't that a little dangerous? Right? So I guess, you know, I don't know, the answer must be that Shmuel. I don't know exactly the answer to, but Hashem told him to go. I guess, you know, it wasn't a question. He says, maybe Eich Eilech doesn't mean the way we translate it. How can I go? It's dangerous. He meant, it can't be that you're telling me to go, Stamazoi, because that's dangerous. Eich Eilech might mean, Taka, how should I go? Meaning, in what way should I go that wouldn't be a steer to doing something dangerous? And Hashem told him how. So maybe Eich Eilech should be translated. Maybe the how should I go has a different meaning than a rhetorical, how can I go? But it's like, how shall I go in a mutter dicker way? Shomar malei karnach Hashemen, fill your horn with oil. V'lecha shlochach al yishai beis alachmi koshkein. So if Shmuel, who was under the tzivui Hashem, felt it wrong to go as a sakana, koshkein she is a maguna mizuloso. Certainly for us to do something dangerous is also a multi. Mitzvah Sabor Yisala, when we don't have a Mitzvah Hashem to hide behind. So either, that's number one, as he says, either the person will die, or he won't die. But if he doesn't die, he's using up a heck of a lot of schusim. Hashem wants him to live, and he got saved, but he was doing something dangerous, and he uses up an Olam Abbas coming, you know, he gets deducted. He's getting a deduction in his credits. Oh, this is the second half of when he said one of two things will happen. The O is now the second thing. Oh, sheyinotzel be'ezes haborius baruch lo, but the yovdu zchuyosa be'yafsit zcharo. It's gonna cost him, not free. Going to cost them. Kamo she'omer Rabbi Seinu Zichronim Lebracha Bezeh Inyan Lo Lomal Yamun Odom Bemokam Sakana V'Yomar She'osin Lo Neis Shema Ein Osin Lo Neis V'Im Osin Shema Ein Osin Lo Neis. Right, and whoops, yeah. V'Im Osin Lo Neis, and if they taka do Menachem Lo Mischu Yosef V'Ami Yaakov Aminu Olam Hashalom Katonti Mikol Hachasodim Mikol Ha'emes V'Amar Amatargim Bepeirusho Ze'erin Zichvasi Ma'ischu Yosef. I don't have that many zchuyos that I can afford to give away a couple. Mikol chasodov, mikol tavavon. Uchmo shamarnu b'chaim. Oh, okay. Uchmo shamarnu b'chaim uvamoves. So we talked about stark, being alive, being dead. But this is true about anything essential to life. Kainomar b'chiyuv, I'm as obligated. B'tvias, sibos, habrius, to take care of my health. V'hamozon, and to have food and healthy food and eat well. V'hamalbush, clothing. V'hadira, shelter. V'hamidos hatovos, like wow, this is amazing that he throws this in. Midos tovos, it's not, you know, you have to interact with people. You have to live. You have to live a normal life. You have to develop midos tovos, not just as the obligation of derech eretz kodma l'torah, but it's a, he puts it down here as something that's essential to life, because you have to interact with people. That's how people live, and therefore you have to do it as part of your hishtadlus for the essentialities of life. Midos tovos, Chavis Halova says in Shar HaBitachon Perek Dalet, we're learning it now, midos tovos are essential to life. It's, and therefore, we're as obligated to do it as we're obligated to take care of our health, and obligated to dress properly in the winter, and so on and so forth. Ulaharchik shekenegdon, and to keep a distance from things that are contradictory to life and good health, etc. Im biwur emunoso, but this has to be coupled. This is not easy. It has to be coupled with your clear-headed faith, emuna, ki hasibos, all these things that you're doing. You're dressing well, and you're eating well, and you're taking care of your health. All these things, aim ilos osel bezeklum, they are not really what's accomplishing life. You're not creating life for yourself. All you're doing is digging the channels through which Hashem's Shefa of life is going. But you're not creating life. It's not up to you. You can't, you see it all the time. You see it by the goyim will say, you guys are going, I jog, and then, and they're very proud of themselves, and they feel invincible. They feel that they are in control of their lives. We're not in control. As the Chacham Vilna is warning us, all this has to be as important as it is, and he didn't mince any words about how important it is. He says it has to be im emunoso, ki hasibos ein moilos also bezek klum. This is not what's doing it. You're not in control. You're no guarantee you're going to live to be 97 if you jog every day. And now you're a vegan. Vegan, am I pronouncing it right? Vegan. Ela b'gzeres habore yisborach. And he goes, kasha yesh l'bal ha'adama, a farmer has to plow the land. He can't say Hashem's going to send me a crop. And we know how much work a farmer has to do, because we know Melech HaShabbos. So even if we go into a store and buy fruit, but we have an inkling of how hard a farmer has to work if we ever try to grow a flower in our backyard. Or we know from Melech HaShabbos, Choresh, Oreya, whoa, Ma'amet, Kotz, Lanakosim and Akotzim, you have to get rid of the thorns, Ulazora and plant, Ulashkosa and water, and Imlo Yuzdamdu Lo Hamayim, right? If he wouldn't water it, v'yiftach al habore yisborach lahafrot. No, he has to do all these things. Em yuzdam lo hamayim. V'yiftach al habore yisborach lahafroso. But a farmer is emuna, right? That's zroim emunas. The farmer turns to Hashem and said, "I did all my work. Please, it's up to you. It's not up to me." Right? A farmer is keenly aware of that, or should be keenly aware of that. And that's why Zeroim is called Emunas, because the farmer is like faces Emuna every day. L'shomram and apagoyim, he can do all his work, right? A swarm can come, and that's it. Or it could be hot, or it could be a drought, and like he can't do anything about it. The tibet v'osa, the yivorech osa habore, bein roilo, it would be totally inappropriate, l'haniach ha'adomam and bli avoda uzriya, because he has bitachon al gzeres habore shetatzmiach ha'adama mebli zera shekodam lo, and he's not going to plant it. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. Have bitachon. I'm relying on Hashem. Hashem wants me to have crops. I'm going to have crops. What do I have to waste my time planting seeds for? Silly. Wrong. I don't know if it's silly. It's not silly, but it's wrong. Dead wrong. Very, very wrong. Not silly. It has a logic to it. But it's wrong. The chaimbale hamalocha vaschor vaschirus mitzuvin. You have to work. You have to, whatever your trade is, however you bring money into the house, mitzuvin. Yeah, it's a chiyuv. It's a chavis halavus's view of parnasa. He doesn't view it as a klala. We learned in Per Gimel he doesn't view it as a klala. He views it as the regular, just like if you have food in your mouth, he says, I'm not going to do any good for you unless you chew it and swallow it. You can't say, Abitachon Hashem, I put in my mouth such nutritious food. You have to chew it and swallow it. So you have to work and earn money. The food's not going to, you know, it's not going to appear on your table by magic. Okay, I have to stop. Was it worth it for me to come today?
Yeah.